2. Humans, at times, could be quite bewildering. Take this strange lady human who smelled of earth and roses, fertilizer and all sorts of plants Oliver couldn't name. What in the world was she so angry about? They were in the middle of an excellent place. If she and Emma had been sensible creatures, they would have been playing together by now. But all she did was shout and wave her arms and that digging thing. Humans wasted so much time. The air was full of green, growing and salty smells, even more smells than Hyde Park on a Sunday, and they weren't paying attention to any of them. There were dog smells as well, lots and lots of friendly dog smells, new and old, all up and down this wall. Every part of him wanted to follow the trail and investigate all its layers. Of course, being a corgi, Oliver was a dog of noble warrior heritage. His four dogs had sailed with the Vikings, and his royal brothers guarded the Queen's Majesty every day, just like he guarded his best human, Emma. So obviously Oliver was not about to leave Emma's side at this crucial moment. In fact, his first instinct was to make it clear to the angry digging lady that it was not acceptable to shout at Emma. But noble warrior corgis absolutely never barked or growled or bared their teeth when their special human needed them to keep quiet. They certainly did not run under closed gates, even if they could. Noble corgis stayed at their posts no matter what, and... what's that? A new smell on the breeze, a wild, bitter, copper-tinged smell.
Better watch your step there, mate.
A fox. Oliver dropped his muzzle and pricked up his ears. There was a hole in the stone wall, low down near the walk. The fox crouched on the other side, grinning.
Fox! Instinct shouted.
Duty pressed it back down.
Stay. This one, she really don't like your sort, said the fox. A noble warrior corgi stays at his post. A corgi is strong and disciplined. A corgi is...
Fox! Oliver charged, barking. Shouty lady screeched, but that wasn't important. Now Emma was the one shouting. Oliver still couldn't stop. His paws were moving faster than his brain.
Fox!
He dove through the hole. At least he tried. His nose made it, and the hole smelled of lots and lots of fox. And if he could just dig a little more room, he'd be on the other side, and then...
Oliver, no!
But just a little further?
You get that dog out of here! Screamed the shouty lady.
Emma grabbed his scruff and dragged him backward as he paddled the air frantically.
But I can get him. I can, Oliver barked. Fox! Fox!
Oliver! Shouted Emma.
Sit! Bad dog!
But there's a fox!
Emma put her hand on his back and pushed, and Oliver knew she meant it. Worse, she was right.
But, I mean... oh, crumbs.
He slumped down onto his belly.
Sorry, Emma.
He put both paws over his nose.
I'm calling the police, shrieked the woman. I'll have him put down.
Emma was busy untangling the lead. A small whine escaped Oliver, which was not noble either, but he couldn't help it.
I'm so sorry, Emma gasped as she clamped the lead onto his collar. Really, he must have caught a scent. Maybe a fox.
Out!
Screamed the bad lady, waving her digging thing.
Out!
Of course. Come on, Oliver.
Emma tugged on the lead. She smelled worried. He jumped to his feet.
Again, I'm so...
Out!
Emma hurried down the street, and Oliver trotted to keep up, watching her anxiously. Emma shouldn't be worried. He'd keep her safe from the shouty woman. And the fox. That fox was still out there. Next time, he would not get away.